You turn now in your Bibles to Paul's letter to the Romans, book of Romans, chapter 1, and we will be reading verses 18 through 32. Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. Starting in verse 18, this is the word of the Lord. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man, and of birds, and four-footed animals, and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. And that is the word of the Lord to us, Romans 1. And here Paul has already laid out the gospel as he's introduced the letter, which is the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation, received by faith alone. He shows what is true of all the people here in the world, and what will happen to all who do not receive by faith the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one, unto salvation. Verse 18, it says, the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And what is true of the world, of all of us here today, and those people out there apart from Jesus Christ? What is true is that all apart from Jesus Christ suppress the truth. What does that mean? They have the truth, but they suppress it. They push it down in their own unrighteousness. They suppress the truth. Verse 19, what is known about God is evident within them because God made it so. Because you and everyone else in the world can see by God's design His invisible attributes, His eternal power, His divine nature through creation. And so without going any further, any who do not believe unto salvation are without excuse, he says. They can see him, but they have suppressed the truth within themselves. The unrighteous, the unbelievers knew God, it says. But what did they do? First, they did three things. First, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him. They broke the first, third, and fourth commandments. They broke all the commandments there, but they broke at least those, first, third, and fourth commandments. And so what happened then? They became futile in their speculations, and their hearts were darkened, and they exchanged the glory of God for an image of man, birds, animals, and other creatures. They broke the second commandment. And therefore, God gave them over to impurity based in their own lust. And so God let them go in their sin. They had this sinful nature within them. They still do. But God let them go further. He did not cause them to sin, but He just let them go. And what did they do? Second, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served creation rather than the Creator who's blessed forever. And what happened because of this? God gave them over to their own lust, homosexuality. They broke the seventh commandment. And what did they do? They saw fit to not acknowledge God. And so what happened? God gave them over to their own depraved mind, to themselves, to do these things listed in verses 29 through 31. Things which you are familiar with even in your own sin. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And then what did they do? Although they know the ordinance of God, verse 32, they know the Word of God. They know God's ordinances. That is, the people of the world know this. The people know what His Word says about worship and commandments, to worship Him alone, to obey Him alone. They know that those who practice lawlessness, those who break the law are worthy of death. They know that murder is wrong. They know that adultery is wrong. They know that stealing's wrong. And they know that there is punishment. There is those who break that law are worthy of punishment. They know that. They not only then practice that lawlessness, they approve of people who practice lawlessness. And so here, as you know, the Lord sets before us who will receive His wrath. All those who practice and approve of lawlessness. All who are described in verses 18 through 32, they will receive the infinite and eternal wrath of God unless, and this is in the context of the gospel of the first part of chapter 1, unless they believe the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation in Christ alone, by faith alone. Beloved, let's pray. Our Father, we do praise You and thank You for Your word. As Christians, we do praise You because here we have, in the passage that we have read here, a great passage to teach us about those who we are ministering to, those who we are evangelizing and testifying to, about the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. And so, Father, we ask that You would, in this passage of Scripture, teach us about these people, that they are about the world, that they are people who know You. They know truth. They know Your word. They know Your commandments. They know that there's a deserved punishment for breaking Your commandments and Your word. And they are without excuse in the world. And it cannot be said that You are unfair, Lord, because You gave them what they needed to be saved. You gave them knowledge of You. And yet they have suppressed that knowledge. They did it, not You. And we had done it. Even perhaps some here today who are not Your people, children or even adults who don't know You. They know the Word because they have been worshiping with us. And yet they have suppressed that knowledge. In their own unrighteousness, in their own sin. And there are people here, even amongst us, who have broken these things, broken Your commandments, which are listed out here, of things that are most prevalent among us, greed, gossips, speaking true things that hurt people, disobedient to parents, murder in our hearts when we are angry with one another, that sin that still remains, Father. And yet what a great and glorious Savior you have given to cleanse us from all sin and to clear our guilt. And you have given him to all who believe in him. And so, Father, we ask that you would give us faith, that you, even for your people, you would strengthen our faith. And where we are still committing some of these heinous acts that were described here, being unloving and unmerciful and unfaithful, gossips and disobedient to our parents. Father, these things, we ask that you would grant us greater faith. Strengthen our faith, even in this time of worship as we hear your word, that we would not put on sin, that we would put on righteousness and put to death sin, mortify it, that we would praise, that we would be living lives to the praise of your glory, of your grace. Father, we ask that you would save your elect, perhaps even in this time. And throughout the preaching of the gospel throughout the world, we ask that you would use it, you would send your Spirit to change hearts, that some would believe and be justified. Lord, sanctify us, that we would be glorified. For we do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.